This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I personally love that line. No, I took lessons to be this stupid. Really, seriously. I had to work hard at it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, welcome to another, what I like to refer to as another session of sanity right here at The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And please tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. Look at it. If, here's the thing. You want to get somebody back, right? Is there somebody that makes you nuts, drives you out of your mind, and you want to get them back? Tell them about the show. But when you tell them about the show, say, hey, look, you'll love this guy. You know, he's a far left-leaning liberal, talks like you talk, and just kind of, you know, just send him over to the show. I'm serious. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time. I can feel that burn in the side of my head, you know. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and yes, 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 I do so much. Appreciate the time. Now, David Fisher, who joins us in, I consider him an economist, right? I mean, he's had 25 years now, I think he said. He has been in the market 25 years, you know, gold, silver, stocks, bonds, all that stuff. And he's learned quite a bit on how the market works. And he called a Deutsche Bank fall, I don't know what it was, beginning of the summer. He talked about the problems that they were going to have. And how upside down they were in their funding and the value. And he hit it right on the nose. And it was funny because when I saw it start to fall, it wasn't that I was happy it was falling, don't get me wrong. But I called him and said, okay, you called it. You want to use the clip from the show? And I'm sure he's not the only guy that called it. There's a lot of smart people out there that deal in finances. Don't get me wrong. But David really did hit this one right on the head. And I like to give people credit to work when credit is due. And, you know, you're seeing these finances happen all over the world, these financial issues, not finances, but these financial issues happen all over the world. You know, they're talking about the euro. There has been in the past conversation about the euro basically being the total currency for not just Europe, but all over the Middle East. You know, right now it's the American dollar. That is the trading, you know, it was really funny. Somebody explained to me, or one of the economists explained to me when Israel or whoever, Greece, when Greece is buying a gallon of oil from the Saudis, they're using the American dollar. The value is the American dollar. And that's what trades hands to get that barrel. And now there's a push on to change that. Maybe make it, you know, the Chinese currency or what have you, or the EU currency. So we'll see what's going to happen. But I don't understand all of this. I'm not an expert in this. I'm not one of those commentators that everything that comes out of my lips or I think that every article or item that comes up, I have a clue on. That's why I bring people on to tell you about it. So the interview is pre-recorded, but it's fresh. It's the last day. And I figure it's easier that way. And we get a feel for what's going on in the market, how you can protect your investments. Columbia University dedicated a plaque. Now, usually when you think about somebody having a plaque dedicated, it's this building was built on such and such a day, such and such a time, and this is how the proceeds came in, and we want to thank so-and-so and so-and-so. That's really how you would think that would go down, right? Well, apparently Columbia University has decided differently. They say on Monday they dedicated a plaque on the campus to Native Americans, particularly the Lenape people, who suffered displacement and dispossession due to the colonization of Manhattan. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we give them back Manhattan? What do you think? Let's find their relatives. They can have it back. Okay. The plaque situated on a popular campus courtyard reads, the Lenape, I'm making them Italian now, lived here before the duration, before and during colonization of the Americas. This plaque recognizes these indigenous people of Manhattan, their displacement, dispossession, and continued presence. The plaque makes no mention of the fact that Manhattan was purchased, not taken. See, this is revisionist history from the Native Americans. By Dutch settlers in the early 1600s. They bought the Dutch. Please, I'm not knocking the Dutch. I mean, listen, the Native Americans, they had it. They were smart. You know what they sold the Dutch? They sold them a piece of land that not only was undeveloped, it was muddy, it was swampland. So the Dutch bought swampland. I mean, maybe, you know, it shows you how full of themselves these people are. Maybe, at the time, the Native Americans were pretty proud of themselves for selling, for being used car salesmen, so to speak. Hey, you know what those stupid Americans, not Americans, those Dutch bought that swampland over there for? Can you imagine? Yeah, 2.5 pounds of beads. Can you believe that? 2 chickens and a pig. It might have been the laugh of the day. But we don't know that. So because we're America, because we're so bad, we're such a group of nasty people. You know, we had to have taken it away from them, right? The plaque's unveiling ceremony was held October 10th, Columbus Day. It appears to be capitulation to the various campus demands over the years for an official recognition of the Lenape people who sold Manhattan to the settlers, as well as an acknowledgement of some sort that the Native Americans were wronged by the deal. Oh, so they were idiots? Don't you find that an insult? Maybe I'm the only one that can't think above all this. But, I mean, I love how the left does this all the time. So every deal, look, the Brexit people, right, the people who voted for Brexit were idiots. Why? Because they didn't agree with them. How full of yourself can you be? Anyway, we get back. David Fisher joins me. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You say I'm ready to go.
Life. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I don't want to waste any time. You know, again, I am not the genius when it comes to finances. Look around. You can tell.
From Landmark Capital, I always appreciate my time with him. I learned so much when he is on the show with us. And David, thanks for joining me again today.
Joe, thanks for having me. It's, once again, a roller coaster ride in pretty much all the markets since just a week ago, and just creates more massive uncertainty with what we're facing as a country and the world.
You know, I was talking about that yesterday, about how when the Fed sneezes, you see a 400-point drop or a 100-point drop or what have you, and it's always amazing to me when people say that it's, some people believe that we're in a solid economy, things are growing, things are getting back to normal. And I say, how? If we are that fragile, or if it is that fragile to where you know, the Federal Reserve can make such a major swing in the stock market, it's not. You know, the Federal Reserve is, has done things to create three bubbles in its time. You want to fill us in on what those bubbles were?
Well, this is all a result of the starting of quantitative easing, QE 1, 2,
oh,
and 3.
That's right, yeah.
Under Ben Bernanke. And it now we're seeing the ramifications of the injection of Fed creating $5 trillion. What has happened is it's created a bubble in the stock market, a bubble in the bond market, which are usually not happening at the same time, and a bubble in the dollar, which we've never had a place in time in history where we've had these three bubbles simultaneously being created. So let's just analyze that for a second, the stock market. Well, normally what drives a stock market, obviously, is money going into it, mm-hmm. but that's based upon the investor and large institutional funds buying the market because companies are making money by selling a goods or services, and they're producing a profit, and they're meeting their quarterly earnings, and therefore their stock goes up, and therefore people say, wow, it's a good market to be in. Let me put some money in this market. Well, a lot of money on personal level is sitting on the sidelines, a significant large percentage. Over 80% of the individual investor money is on the sidelines. What's happening is insiders have been selling most of the stocks, and the driving force behind the market being the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500, even by mainstream media's admittance, is the Fed injecting capital, making cheap money out there. So what has happened now is most of the movement is on the stocks recently. It has been happening as a result of buyback of stocks. In other words, these companies buying their own stock back, supporting their own stock, not letting the public buy the stock to support the stock, which is not a good recipe for a financial gain in any stock. And it's also being moved upward by making cheap money out there, which is what the Fed has done. So when you look at what historical price per earnings ratios are, in other words, the value of the stock against the debt of the stock company, we are out of whack. We're at all-time highs. These are pre-populate pop bubbles of the dot-com craze that happened in 2000. And they're saying, they being analysts are saying, that we are now have created a bubble in the stock market by the Fed's doing.
Wow.
In this low artificial rate environment, being bonds, it affects the bond market. Most pension funds make most of their money by owning bonds because it's a safe investment, and pensions got to be very ultra-conservative. The problem is pensions are now underwater for the most part in the United States. I can go list them through city and county and state. It's all coming out in the news and has been for the last year, and we've been watching this. And so pensions are underwater. They're asking for even bailouts from the government, one did recently here. And so what's happening is we are underfunded in our pensions, and it makes it very difficult for pensions to make money because of the low interest rate environment and people buying bonds. When they raise the rate and yields will change, we will see, according to what Bill Gross said, who is the founder of PIMCO, and now he works for Janus Fund, very wise man. He's like a Warren Buffett in the bond market. He says, you will see this bond bubble pop. The Fed has totally created an artificial market in the bond market. And to the degree that they continue to move and inject money in the system, the bubble will pop even larger.
Well, you know, for those of us who don't speak finance, I tell people all the time, when you've got the Fed, you're creating, or they're creating, as they're buying stocks, as they're moving things through the market, and as you said, the big corporations are buying back their own stock, it's a false activity, right? I mean, it just makes it look like it's doing better. It's a company buying its own goods to make it look like the goods are flying off the shelf, if you would, correct?
You're exactly right. And this is the problem with Wall Street, you know, to Bernie Sanders' support in what he said about this. I don't agree with everything he says, but he said this is misleading Americans. And this is, and he's right. The way the system is set up on Wall Street, it is very misleading. And to simply put it, you can't get out of debt by going into debt. We're trying to get the world out of debt and our economy out of debt by printing more debt. Now the world is $152 trillion in debt, the highest ever in the history of the globe. And this is according to the International Monetary Fund that put out a report here 2 weeks ago that the highest gross debt has been ever recorded at $152 trillion, which is up as high as 225% from 14 years ago. So we can't get out of this debt situation by creating low interest rates and high borrowing volume to inject money in the system, creating more debt, if you will, to create the system to stand on its own. It's not going to work, and this is why the bond market is going to be a bubble that will burst, possibly greater than the stock market. While this is all happening, there's been a flight towards a currency called the dollar. The dollar is overly invalued, overly inflated. It's a high value right now compared to other currencies of the world. And I get it. You know, we're the best house on a poor block, so to speak, financially speaking, from a debt structure. But this is also why you're seeing there's a flight towards gold. Gold is up 22% year to date. We had a correction here in gold because
let's hit that on the other side of the break.
You know, timing is always great with these pre-recorded ones, but David has had his finger on the pulse for years. 22 years David's been doing this. We're going to have more with him on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Listen, let's just get back to it. What do you think, huh? I want to get right back to my guest, David Fisher, with me, CEO of Landmark Capital. And, a wealth of information when it comes to the economy moves, how you can say, you know, how you can safeguard your dollars. And, you know, for my Christian brothers and sisters, it is okay to save money. I mean, I love when you guys throw me some scripture, and I come back with the same basic scripture. If the Bible says you're supposed to leave an inheritance for your children and your children's children, how can you do that if you're broke? You know, and if you think that's just a spiritual inheritance, you're out of your mind. It's monetary. It's valued inheritance. Things that they're able to use to further their lives, because they still have to work within the realm of what's on this planet, within this earth. Anyway, David Fisher joins me. David, thanks for being with me today.
You're welcome. I'd rather have churches to have a lot of money to create a lot of ministry to save the world.
Amen.
And the gospel go out there for the people that have not heard yet the gospel, than a poor, broke church that is not, that is the tail, not the head.
Yeah.
So, you know,
fighting to keep their lights on, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So money doesn't make the world go round, but money is the system that is used for many things. Mostly importantly, ministry has to have money to survive.
Oh, yeah. I tell people all the time, say, look, your pastor cannot go to the electric company and say, hey, we're a church. Just leave it on. It doesn't work that way. You know, they want their money. They're not really interested in what you're selling. So let's get back, because I'm always intrigued by, you know, the Federal Reserve. Let's get back to the Federal Reserve again. You know, it didn't raise the interest rates in September, and this is what I was commenting about this in the last segment. Every time they even hint towards or sneeze towards raising the interest rate, even a quarter, you see that the market tanks, it goes sideways. How are they going to raise the rates, if at all, coming into the end of the year? Because they can't maintain this artificially low rate, can they?
Well, so far they've been succeeding in this, but there comes a time when, you know, it's just like the little Dutch boy who's putting his fingers in the dike, but the water level keeps going up, and pretty soon he doesn't have any more fingers or toes left, and the dike's going to give away. And at some point in time, the Federal Reserve just can't keep this system being going the way it is going on massive printing of debt. It's going to come back, and the dike will burst. And when that happens, we're going to have financial calamity. Now, it might not be the printing of the money called quantitative easing that creates the dike. It might be the market or banks in trouble that might blow the dike open, and the Federal Reserve won't be able to come to the rescue to print money to bail all these entities out. But I don't think they're going to raise rates in December. I think they're going to have a head fake again, although I will say this, I'm not talking on both sides of my mouth, the chances of a rate hike are the largest they've ever been in all the times the Fed has said that they might raise rates. That level of raising the rate is the highest it's ever been coming December. So, but I still hold the opinion, and I'm going to fine-tune that as we get closer towards the December rate hike time, and I think it's the 8th of December, that they're not going to raise rates because the economic environment is not healthy enough. Because look at what they have when they just talk about it. So this should tell us all how fragile the economy is. Because raising the rate a quarter of a point should not cause these market gyrations.
David, can I know that you can't force the government to do anything really, but is there a are there things that could come into play that would almost force them to raise the rate?
Sure. When the markets out there has dictated a rate increase, the Fed sees the data. And they have to, they're literally forced by the data saying, you need to raise rate. And public opinion from economic outcry has been gaining strength. The data is gaining strength, so they might be forced to raise the rate. The market might not like that, but the Fed, that's how the Fed's hand gets forced by the market influences.
Oh, okay. You're always sitting there going, okay, they hint to and then they don't actually do. They hint to and then they don't actually do. Hey, let's get into the minutiae of Deutsche Bank. You know, we heard how much trouble they were in a week ago or a week or so ago, and then I'm not hearing as much doom and gloom today. Tell us what's going on with that.
You're right. There isn't as much doom and gloom because since the last week, their stock has risen about 6.5%, almost 7%. So there looks like they're kind of out of the woods, but here's the real reason, okay? There's always the real reason, the real side, as they say.
Yeah.
So here's the real side. Deutsche Bank sold a significant amount of gold. That's why gold dropped here in the last week. Now it's recovering, but people ask, why is there a $40 sell-off in gold or a $40 drop in gold? The speculation was that Deutsche Bank was selling some gold because they didn't want to change their book structure. And what is the most liquid asset out there that they held that would not affect their financial positions on paper markets? And that's the physical product called gold. So then that was looked into. And sure enough, Deutsche Bank, we still can't confirm how much, but they clearly did sell some gold to raise immediate capital because they're highly underfunded. They have a 90-day burn window of cash. In other words, don't raise money within the next 90 days, they're going to be out of business. So that's severe. That's according to Fox News 2 weeks ago on a Monday during the Varney segment. So I like to always quote accurate sources, and I feel that's very accurate. They're also the ones that said if Deutsche Bank goes under, five major banks would go under. I know we talked about that off the air, Joe, and your wife was being asked the question, who would those banks be? They didn't say specifically the names of the banks, but they said the top banks in the United States. So that's what would happen if Deutsche Bank didn't raise capital. But so Deutsche Bank, besides selling gold assets, they raised some capital by a bond sale. Keep in mind, this will help you understand. Deutsche Bank, most of its securities or assets are in what you call the derivative markets, which that is the thing that's going to create the crisis. Derivatives was what brought down Lehman Brothers before. So they can't sell their derivatives positions for the most part because that would actually trigger the crisis. So they're having to do two other things. They sold some gold, and now they're raising bonds. They had a bond sale recently. Investors piled into Deutsche Bank's latest bond sale, seeking to, you know, helping and buying those notes because they were sold at a discount at actually junk bond levels, which is crazy to think that the largest bank in Germany and third largest bank in Europe, maybe second, is selling junk bond notes in their bank. That tells you how bad this is. This is what Lehman Brothers went under when they got downgraded to junk bond status. And wow. Now Deutsche Bank is junk bond. 3 months later, after Lehman's was created junk bond status, they went under. So that happened with Deutsche Bank about 2 months ago. But anyway, the German lender sold $1.5 billion of investment-grade notes on Tuesday. It was the most of investors that bought in the last weeks of a $3 billion private deal. PIMCO, Pacific Investment Management Company, was among one of the buyers, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. And the sale of the notes of Deutsche Bank's were the first since the Department of Justice demanded the $14 billion payment in settlement of restitution for them selling fraudulent behavior and creating fraud through packaging of bad loans with good loans. So that is coming out, but it's, virtually all banks in Europe are suffering from a low, slow growing economy and an ultra low interest rate that's making it very difficult moving bad loans off their books. And just to keep in mind, this will help to understand it. And there's about 17% of bad loans held by Italian banks that are underwater, whereas at the height of the financial calamity in 2008, it was 5%.
Wow.
So they're in trouble. They're clearly in trouble. It's not just Deutsche Bank. There's other banks. Commerce Bank, the second largest bank in Europe, is having problems, and they are downgrading. They're cutting their work staff by 20%. They announced a couple days ago. So banks are trying to reconstruct their financial balance sheet in hopes that they can raise capital and get out of this mess. It's going to be a long, drawn-out process, Joe, and if they make it out of the woods, that'll be short of a miracle.
And it won't matter who becomes president, will it?
No, this is the president is, yeah. People say, I'm going to wait to see what I'm going to do if I'm going to buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or gold. This is, the president is just a side show that's, unfortunately, our country is divided. And whoever gets in office is not going to be able to fix this, because let's put this into perspective. In 2000.
We'll be back in a minute more with David Fisher. Some of this, I know you want to glaze over. Don't. It's so important that you protect your investment. The dollar may not be as valuable coming in the next year. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Outside on GCN Live, always a pleasure. Now listen, I know some of you are glazing over. I got some emails, you know. Money is not exciting. It's not sexy unless you have a lot of it. Not exciting unless you have a lot of it. But you can't get a lot of it unless you know how to get a lot of it. But David Fisher, a friend of mine, sponsor of the show, but a good economist, too. He knows how to make this stuff happen. Take a listen. Take advantage. And take notes. Except if you're driving. Don't take notes. You can pick it up later on. Really. Fisher back on. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always learn a lot when he's on the show with me. And David, again, thanks for being with me today.
You're very welcome, Joe.
Go ahead.
It's a crazy environment out there, and our debt is certainly going to come back to haunt us.
You know, it's kind of like I keep telling people, I don't know what these indicators are. Again, I'm not a financial whiz like you are. I mean, they're telling me, you know, you're reading too much into this. The stock market is up. It's been up percentage-wise. There's nothing really to worry about. These are normal ups and downs in the market. But then I talk to guys like you, and you're not the only one saying this. These are not normal ups and downs. There's a lot of fluff going on here that is a problem. I mean, which is it? Is it doing good or not?
Okay, well, let's take me out of it for a second. What about the IMF saying that we're at $152 trillion in debt and a train wreck is getting ready to happen if nothing changes? How about the article that just came out this couple of days ago, Barclays Bank warning that the party is almost over as the payouts exceed cash flow $115 billion monthly. We're going to exceed, for the first time in buybacks of stock, it will surpass the $1 trillion mark this year, is what they're saying. Barclays, the head of equity strategy, Jonathan Gigliola, is the one who's saying this. Take David out of this. How about the guy at Goldman Sachs, where he's saying, quote, we believe that substantial increase in distribution of the market is primary justification for gains. In other words, for the price of the S&P 500. In other words, he's saying if it wasn't for the Fed, the market wouldn't have gone up. So take out the fluff of what some people might accuse me of, because it could be possibly self-serving, and let's take out all gold companies. You know, and I was looked at this way back in 2007 when I was forewarning people. I had my own talk show back in 2006. I did a thing called The Market Close, and I was talking about the warning signs are now coming for something major to happen, and a lot of people poo-pooed the idea. I don't like big downturns in our economy, but you're going to have big downturns in the economy when you have big upticks in bubbles. So the Fed needs to get out of the way and let the markets be free markets. They're not supposed to be doing what they're doing, so we're going to move from bubble to bubble to bubble to bubble. But we got three going on right now. So, you know, I'm not a doomsayer, but I'm a realist, and this is why, you know, put some money into gold, put some money into silver, diversify your portfolio, because if we do have this big pop, last time gold moved up from 720 to 1225 in 1 year. So that's a pretty big increase,
wow.
72% after the pop. And the numbers are much bigger now because the leverage money on Deutsche Bank and Commerce Bank and all the other banking system banks that are in trouble, leverage money is 2.5 times larger today than pre-2008. So there's only a few ways of them fixing this thing, the global debt, and that is default. That will serve no purpose. Raising taxes, cutting spending. We've talked about that and argued about it for, what, 8 years? And we have two candidates that are talking that are diametrically opposed to both of those. One wants to spend and raise taxes. The other one wants to do the opposite. Or inflate. We can't do that because the Fed tries raising rates to inflate. And look what happens to the market. Or this thing called a bail-in, which ironically, the Washington Times just recently wrote just a couple days ago, yesterday specifically, on a possible bail-in coming. So, you know, take David out of this and let's open our eyes. Get this report. In fact, I just quoted some excerpts from my report that's in its fifth edition on the five ways of fixing this thing, which leads to the bail-in. You know, so that's, we're in a world of hurt, Joe, unless there's some massive intervention.
We don't have enough time to get into it, but I've been talking about the dumbing down of America, if you would. I'm not saying that American people are dumb, but I think that, you know, the way economics is taught in school, the way history is taught in school, I don't think people really realize what it takes for security, for financial security, for violence, security against us, that kind of thing. I really don't think that they get it. David, let's talk about you giving away money, in essence.
Yeah, right? I'm giving away money.
Yeah, I mean, not in essence, for real, you're giving away money. Tell us about that.
Real money. It was money at one point. our country is divided, Joe. I hate that. I love our country. Mm-hmm. When you look at historically when we have a country in unity, that's when it's prosperous the most.
Right.
It's not about, you know, who's going to win the election. It's about getting our country back together. Unfortunately, whoever wins, I mean, I have my personal opinion on who I want to win, and it's not the lady. So I don't like everything Donald Trump says either. But we got some major problems. Whoever gets elected, the country is so divided. It reminds me of, and I'm a person that studies history, of what happened during our country and during Civil War times. We had diametrically opposed ideas, and they took God off our currency. They took in God We Trust and removed it during Civil War times from our silver coinage. And so I'm going to give away a free Morgan dollar. It's going to be brilliant and circulated. Let me tell you about this real quick. The coin was minted with special purposes and is now the most widely popular coin, silver coin, in the history of our country. It's the most bought and collected coin. They designed the coin with the lady's neckline up. She's facing left. She's wearing the crown like the Statue of Liberty, and it says Liberty on it. In that crown, there's two crops, the north and the south crop, wheat and cotton, representing let's bring our country back together and let's bring it into liberty. On the back of the coin is the eagle, and above, the eagle represents strength and freedom of our country, liberty and justice for all, one nation under God. They put back the motto, In God We Trust, above the eagle's head. And in coinage books history, they're saying this was designed for purpose because we are a divided country, and they wanted God to come not just over our country, over the eagle, but back to our country, and they wanted the presence of God, is what numismatic history books have written, the presence of God to come back to our country. And of course, you and I know that if that happens, our land is going to be healed. So as a result of our country being divided, and my passion to help people get protected, for first-time callers who have a 401k or an IRA or a pension or stocks or money in the bank that they're concerned about, they've been hearing about this message called the bail-in. They want to get the free literature. I'm going to give them a reason to call, an incentive for those qualified people for the first 21 first-time callers because they minted this coin from 1878 to 1921. It's a beautiful coin. People have got it before. Thank us profusely for the coin, but most importantly, they thank us for the information that has helped them get on this journey of getting their money protected.
Yeah, and people need to understand, you know, again, one of the things that I push about your company is it's not a hard sell. You're not used car salesman. It's not a hard sell. And if nothing else, you need to get informed. You know, I read the bail-in. Or the coming bail-in. And I think people need to read it to understand it because I couldn't explain it properly. And understand what they can do with their IRAs, what they can do to keep themselves safe. And, you know, and you're not saying that you're specifically telling people just to buy gold and silver. I mean, you and I have talked about this before. You talk about diversifying. You know, explain that quickly if you can.
Yeah, because Scripture says a portion to seven, a portion to eight. You do not know what tragedy befalls you. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know something. Prices of metals are going to go higher if they don't fix the financial system and they get the debt under control. And so stocks are not the only place to be, but it's not the place not to be either. But don't have all your eggs in one basket. So get diversified. Maybe have some money on the sidelines. Maybe take some money out of the bank and put it on your mattress, $3,000 or $4,000. If we have a bank run like they did in Cyprus, you wish you would have some cash on hand. Not a doomsday, but we think it can't happen in America. We never thought we would have Obamacare, and now we have that, a national health care system that's defunct.
Oh, I love these long three-day weekends, and you see people hitting the ATMs, especially on the big holiday weekends. And I've been to an ATM where there's no money, and there's no run on the bank. We're not in trouble. It's just that everybody hit the bank for a couple hundred bucks, and it's done. This type of thing would be for real. I mean, it just they wouldn't be filling the ATM back up. You're just going to have to wait, as they did in some Greece. It happened in Greece, too, didn't it?
It happened in lots of countries. You're exactly right. So to say we're immune from it, if we would have the laws in place that we have now called the Dodd-Frank Act back in 2008, people's retirements, they wouldn't have 100% access to their money because they would have invoked that law.
Yeah, I agree with you. David, quickly tell people how they can get a hold of you, how they can learn more. But let's say somebody just says, I don't want to do the coin thing. I just want to talk to this guy and find out more. How do they get a hold of you?
844-715-7311. Should I say it slow for your dad, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. 844-715-7311. Or they can reach us on our website at Landmark.
Thanks for listening to us. I appreciate the time you spent with me. Listen, give him a call. Seriously. Just ask him questions. No hard sell. Hey, have a great weekend. Be safe. I want you back here on Monday. I got a lot I want to talk about already, and it's not even Monday yet. Have a great weekend. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Time.